Today's business news includes another possible airline merger. The chairman of bankrupt U.S. Airways has announced the company is in talks to merge with America West. As Mark Moran of member station KJZZ reports, the negotiations are at an advanced stage.
America West CEO Douglas Parker did not comment directly on the talks during a conference call. But he says in the current environment of rising fuel and labor costs and harsh price competition, airline consolidation makes sense.
We at America West do believe consolidation of the airline industry is inevitable. And we believe that America West may eventually play a role in that consolidation that is positive for our shareholders and our employees.
U.S. Airways Chairman David Bronner was more direct in his assessment of the discussions. He told the Associated Press that while no deal is imminent, U.S. Air executives, quote, are more than happy to go back to playing golf as opposed to running an airline, which is extremely difficult. If the two companies do merge, it would form a new model in the industry, a low-cost carrier with eastern and western routes, much like Southwest, but based on the old-fashioned hub system. A small western regional carrier at its inception, America West is now the nation's eighth-largest airline. Yesterday, it made what's become an uncommon announcement in the industry, that it posted a first-quarter profit of $33 million. By comparison, U.S. Airways has twice as many employees and generates almost triple the revenue as America West, but it's struggling to escape bankruptcy. The question is, which carrier stands to benefit most from a merger? Anthony Chan, chief economist with J.P. Morgan Asset Management, says both would be helped by a more efficient flight schedule, which a merger would help create.
That's the positive side. The negative side is that as you reduce capacity, of course there'll be some price pressures and airline ticket prices will be a little bit higher. But I think that that is a reasonable trade-off if we're going to get an industry that's a lot healthier and therefore offers greater dependability.
U.S. Airways' David Bronner says that while the airline has talked to several other carriers about merging, discussions with America West have progressed the furthest. But there's still a long way to go before any deal becomes reality. The merger would be subject to approval by not only both companies' boards, but by U.S. Airways creditors, regulators, and U.S. Bankruptcy Court. A lot of things will happen in the next 12 to 18 months in the airline industry, Bronner said. We'll do whatever is necessary to survive. For NPR News, I'm Mark Moran in Phoenix.